This year marks the centenary of Finland's independence. In the signed article, President Xi expressed his happiness for Finnish people while reviewing China's close bond with the Northern Europe country. He notes that Finland was one of the first Western countries to establish diplomatic ties with China. The president also expressed gratitude for Finland's contribution to the disaster relief after the earthquake in southwest China in 2008, and hailed the success of Finnish businesses in Chinese market, which has led to win-win results. Currently, China and Finland are building a new cooperative partnership. Touching on the economic front, President Xi said the two countries' economies are complementary and that their cooperation could be mutually beneficial, represented by the dovetailing between China's 13th Five-Year Plan and Finland's Development Outlook for 2025. China-Finland cooperation on trade and economy is one of the key topics for Xi Jinping's upcoming visit. The Finnish office of Zhongguancun Development Group is located in one of Finland's largest high-tech parks in Espoo. The office director Zhu Ziqi explained the complementary nature of the two countries.
Finland's advantage lies in high concentration of innovative resources, in particular among small and medium businesses. In Finland, even a small company with some 20 or 30 employees may boast cutting-edge technology that is unique to the world. Such companies have mostly developed over decades, which make them good destinations for Chinese capital.
Citing a project he has handled as an example, Zhu Ziqi further explained why the match between Chinese capital and Finnish technology makes a paradigm.
China has the capital and market, while Finland has the technology. But in fact, most of the technologies developed by Finnish companies have not been brought to market. The technologies can be industrialized with the help of Chinese capital and its market.
He said Northern Europe is a land of opportunities that deserve the attention of more Chinese enterprises. Echoing the Chinese ambassador to Finland, Zhu also believes Xi Jinping's visit will inject a new vitality into China-Finland cooperation. In the signed article, Xi Jinping also hailed the communication between the two countries' peoples, including the growing Chinese market to Finnish tourism and a series of cultural activities. Envisaging the 2022 Winter Olympic Games, Xi Jinping considered the prospect of cooperation in winter sports by the two sides. Finland is a realm of winter sports. In Finland, watching hockey game at weekends is a weekly routine for almost every household. As to developing winter sports in China, Finnish people are quick to offer suggestions. Jokerit is a Helsinki-based professional hockey team. The team's assistant captain Jess said China needs to form a culture of winter sports.
And it's just a sport that everybody watches, and I just grew up with it. It was everything that I knew when I was little was hockey.
Finland has played hockey for almost